The first line there says, have I an object, Lord, should divide my heart with thee. Turn with me before we pray in 1 John chapter 2. I was speaking to a brother last night about the young people and each one of us being kept in the path of faith. I think it's so important to understand the goodness of God. 1 John chapter 2, verse 15. That's a beautiful verse, but that's not it. Verse 16. For all that is in the world, the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, and the pride of life. The lust of the flesh is sensualism. And we understand how to make it through this scene by having a right perspective. The Lord Jesus said, if we can see right, we can be right. And we understand that God is the giver of all good gifts. Satan came to Eve and he said, if you would eat of this fruit, you'd have the very best. And what she didn't realize is if she took her eyes off that tree, she had the very best. Because God gives us the very best. By taking that fruit, they got kicked out of the garden. God created sensualism. He created pleasure for you. And it has a specific place. There's a boundary. A fire in the fireplace keeps you warm. In the living room, it burns a house to the ground. God's not withholding stuff from you. There's a time and a place. It's worth the wait, my dear beloved young people. The lust of the flesh is sensualism. Number two, the lust of the eyes. It's materialism. And we want to go through this world and we want to have nice things. That's natural. That's not wrong. But that shouldn't be our focus. That's not why we're here. He wants us to own things without them owning us. So that we can own it with an open hand. Lord, if you want to give me more, that's great. And if you want to take it away, that's great too. Because if we hold what we have in a closed fist, if he's going to take it away, it's going to hurt. Because he's way stronger than us. The lust of the eyes is materialism and the pride of life is egotism. I want to look good. It takes so much energy. I want to look good. So what if two or three people thought you looked good? Jesus said, if you want to look good and people see you praying, you already have your reward. Who cares? Big deal. Is that really that important to you? We need people to like us for us to be okay. And we don't even like ourselves. Jesus said, you're mine. I died for you. You're mine. I cherish you. I want you. As our brother said, I'm coming for you. These things are natural things that the enemy of our souls puts before us. And he says, oh, you're going to have the very best. And I'll tell you, my dear beloved children, young people, people that are my age, people that are older, the very best is what God has. And he gives us to those who receive it at his hand in his time. Our God and our Father, we thank thee for this opportunity to be together around thy word. Lord, there is nothing that thou hast not given us for our blessing, for thy glory. Lord, help us to see that which is not ours, at least not ours yet, as worth waiting for. And Lord, those boundaries, those are for our blessing that we might enjoy to the fullest extent what thou hast given us. Without shame, without fear, without heartache, without regret, the bitterness of regret. Lord, you have all the good things. You've made everything beautiful in its time. And we just pray for help that we might walk wholly devoted to thee, that we might experience the paradise of God. In our daily circumstance, as we seek thy face, we bless thee and praise thee. In Jesus' mighty name, amen.